Desiree Mims was a young student in Oakland when she first interacted with the police.
I myself was a victim of the school-to-prison pipeline. I had my first interaction in middle school. I had three police interactions all before I was a freshman, and I was expelled before I could complete a full year of high school. So that was pretty traumatizing for me, and it set me back a lot. And I went against the odds, and I re-enrolled myself in school after being out of school and in continuation school. So it was really me, with no support from the school or anything like that, to get myself back in school. Either you obey and you act right, or you're criminalized. And as anybody knows, if you look at data or people's scenarios, once you have interactions, you're funneled through the system, and it's very hard to get out.
Mims wishes she'd had access to restorative justice when she was young, instead of being pushed into the criminal justice system. Mims and other members of the Black Organizing Project met at an Oakland elementary school before a meeting of the Oakland Unified School Board of Education, where members considered ways to cut $20 million from the district's budget. They plan to cut $10 million from the 2020-2021 budget and $10.5 million from the 2021-2022 budget. The activists say the Oakland School Police Department should be the first thing to go. Jackie Byers, the director of the organization, says that she'd prefer the district invest in restorative justice instead of on-campus policing.
We're calling for the elimination of the school police department. There is right now proposals on the table to cut the budget, and the people who are most affected are the school sites. We're saying that instead of continuously cutting school sites, they need to eliminate the school police department and redirect that money and those resources back into the services of the school sites. This is also, though, more than a budget issue. This is, again, as we've been saying, a larger principle around racial justice. We need to think about what type of schools we're trying to provide in Oakland. Are we a progressive district that really believes in sanctuary, or are we a district that believes in policing Black and brown students?
The Oakland Unified School District is the only district in Alameda County that has its own police department. According to its website, the department chief, Jeff Godown, says it provides, quote, a reassuring, visible presence when needed and professional caring guidance and direction to district students and staff on crime and other public safety issues. The Black Organizing Project says that having police on campus hurts Black students disproportionately. The organization has released statistics that show that, though Black students make up 26% of the students enrolled in Oakland public schools, 73% of students arrested are Black. They say that in the 2015 to 2016 school year, Black students were 11 times more likely to be suspended than white students. Byers says that having police regularly on campus makes it more likely for them to be called for smaller issues, which in turn can make it easier for students to be routed into the criminal justice system.
The people that de-escalate are the people that are on campus, those adults that know the kids, that the kids feel comfortable talking to. When kids are dealing with mental health issues, they go to somebody that they can trust. That's how you de-escalate. That's what safety is. No police should be coming on campus to deal with childhood issues. If there is an emergency where police need to be called, just like the fire department needs to be called, it should be an emergency situation. You don't have firefighters standing around waiting for a fire. And in that case, we would expect the same restrictions, the same standards, and the same principles to be set for any law enforcement officer that would set foot on campus.
Oakland City Council President Rebecca Kaplan released a statement in support of the organization saying, quote, I support the efforts by the Black Organizing Project who seek to reinvest monies from Oakland Unified School District's police force into restorative justice, mental health, and school counselors. Reporting from Oakland for KPFA, I'm Kate Ida.